Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the creation of a new productivity app called Lily. It's all about those behind-the-scenes moments, you know.
Ooh, I love a good origin story. So what sparked this new app idea?
Well, it started with a common problem: zoning out during video meetings. Chris, the developer, realized he was constantly DMing people to catch up on what he'd missed. He thought, why not a bot for that?
Brilliant. A meeting sidekick. Did he initially explore any particular technologies?
Yes. He was intrigued by local AI models. Private, free, and run right on your device. He started with Whisper for transcription and Llama for the chatbot functionality. He pulled them from Hugging Face, which is, by the way, an amazing resource for these kinds of models.
So, all local, all the time? Did that pan out?
Unfortunately, not quite. Performance became a major bottleneck. The models struggled to keep up, especially as transcripts grew longer. His phone was practically melting. He tried optimizing, but ultimately switched to cloud-based APIs for speed.
Ah, the classic trade-off. So what did he land on instead?
DeepGram for transcription, pricey but accurate and with speaker identification, and OpenRouter for the chatbot, which offered easy switching between different LLM providers like OpenAI and Claude.
Smart move. So, he had the functionality down. What about the user experience?
His girlfriend helped design a slick interface where you can see both the transcript and the chat simultaneously. Adjustable with a cool drag feature. It's got haptics, animations, the whole nine yards.
I see. Interesting. Impressive. And did he stick with the local models at all?
He wants to revisit them in the future for optimization, but for this initial launch, the cloud-based APIs offered the best performance.
Makes sense. Any other cool tech tidbits he shared?
He discovered a trick for writing prompts in XML format. Apparently, it helps the AI follow instructions more accurately. Also, he's experimenting with different LLMs through OpenRouter to find the best balance of cost and performance. Smart, right?
Very cool. So what about the name and branding? You mentioned something about pets.
Ha, yes. He usually names his apps after his pets, but he's run out. So this one went through a few iterations. Juno, Stoa, back to Juno, and finally landed on Lily. The mascot is a ghost, symbolizing the app's presence in the background until needed. Much better than his initial idea of a fly.
Definitely. Lily the ghost. I love it. So what's the future hold for Lily?
He's got a wait list going. Early users are testing, and he's iterating based on feedback. He's even thinking about a future video on the branding and logo design process.
This is fascinating. It's so cool to see a project evolve from a simple idea to a working prototype in just a week. It really shows what's possible with a bit of experimentation and persistence.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out his other videos on building productivity apps. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Goodbye.